Welcome to our amazing, beautiful podcast about Mesopotamian culture. Guys, we'll be quiet while we do this.
Shut up, Greta.
No, you shut up, Nini.
Oh my, guys, you literally just said to be quiet. Start already.
Okay, fine then, Mimi. Our first segment is presented by Mademoiselle Christina.
What? Oh, fine, my section. Did you know that Mesopotamians worshipped over 1,000 gods? They would go to their temples every day to worship their gods. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to worship all the gods, so they would have a personal god to talk about their personal problems. They would also have a chief god that guards their city and keeps them safe. They also believed that they were co-workers with the gods and that their land was infused with spirits and demons. The reason they built such beautiful ziggurats was because they wanted to please their gods. They had two different views on how humans came to be. The first one is that humans grew from grass and herbs. The second view is that Enki, the powerful god, advised that another god should get killed so that the birth goddesses could mix his/her flesh and blood with clay. So that's what happened, and so after the mixture was created, 14 womb goddesses gestated the mixture and gave birth to 7 human pairs. They believed when someone died, they would be considered weak and powerless ghosts, even if they were warriors when they were alive. They believed that all people should die and that eternal life should be a sole property to the gods.
Hi, I'll be talking about the values of Mesopotamia today. Something the Mesopotamians valued was water for their crops and plants for food, since water was not common due to irrigation. Of course, they valued their crops so everyone had equal rights and jobs. The main ones were on livestock farms. They admired their emperor, Sargon of Akkad, who upheld order and justice. He established and ruled the world's first empire about 4,000 years ago. Like Christina mentioned before, the people of Mesopotamia worshipped more than 1,000 gods, which means another thing they valued were the god statues in the temples they went to every day. They also had a city god as the owner of the city.
Music and food. Ancient Mesopotamia had ceremonies every month, like the lunar phase of the annual agriculture cycle, and myths. Many rituals and ceremonies were based around a new way of life, such as marriage. The Mesopotamians have religious beliefs and practices as a tradition. They had lots of fun dancing around and celebrating life.
Do you know that Mesopotamia was one of the first ever people to create art? They are apparently the oldest to be recorded to weave with looms. It began at least 8,000 years ago in Mesopotamia. But of course, in that time, yarn was non-existent, and it was invented sometime after Christ. So, they used flax, a plant that was traditionally used for linen, and wool from goat and sheep. The Mesopotamians were also cultured people and developed a language, as they were one of the first ever civilizations to walk this earth, which means they also composed poems and stories. There was one, Gilgamesh's epic, and it's one of the oldest epics in the world. It was mostly composed in southern Mesopotamia, and what's cool is in the epic, it includes an account of a giant flood parallel to the biblical story of Noah. Mesopotamians also liked making designs, and they used gems or stone axe to make a unique seal, kind of like a stamp.
Hello, I will be telling you about the language part of Mesopotamia. As Summer talked about previously with how they developed it, I'll be going more in depth. Soft clay tablets to engrain little markings on it using a wedge-shaped object. The Mesopotamian language had 20 consonants, 8 vowels, numbers, genders, etc. Scholars from the Oriental Institute of the University of Ontario made a dictionary for the Akkadian language. Akkadian is Assyrians and Babylon's name together. The dictionary includes pages of one word because every word has lots more meanings than one, like umu, meaning day. The books have about 28,000 words in it. The books are crazy expensive too. One full set is $1,995. The official name for this is Syriac, the language Jesus probably spoke. Wow, I know, so cool. But honestly, it really depends on where they live. Thank you for coming to our podcast.
Yes, and now Steph is losing her very nice voice. Yes, thank you. Bye.